Thank you for calling City Claim Management. My name is Anna. How can I assist you today?
Hey, good morning, Anna. I'm calling for a couple of reasons. I got one to, get an update on the claim, because I requested that somebody reach out to me to keep me posted on the direction of this claim. And then the second is to get an understanding of what's being reported in terms of, like, claims. So that's all.
Okay. Do you have a claim number?
Yep. Claim number is, I mean, what part of the number do you need? Do you need all of it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So XCORCA2404475.
04475?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you said XC-ORCA-24-0475. What's the date of loss?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure the date of loss?
Correct.
So with that claim number, it's pulling up multiple claim numbers. So
that's one of my concerns, is that it appears as though there's two claims with one.
So I'm seeing multiple claims. So I need to know what's the date of loss. You said after the ORCA is 24-0475.
Yes, ma'am. It's for some reason, like, it's the most recent loss, like July or August or something like that.
So we have a couple of them open, but it's different companies that I'm seeing. It's not like a certain type of company.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Well, give me 1 second, because this is what they sent me. But let me see if there's some additional information in here. Should I give you a policy number?
Sure, we can do a policy number.
Yep. Because the claim number, you're right. Because when I look at my email, that claim number is used for every single claim that I have. I wonder why that is.
I'm not sure.
That doesn't make sense.
They should have gave you a new claim number for each claim.
Yeah, that makes absolutely no sense at all. Now that I look at this. Yeah, wow. Sorry about that. Well, my policy number is, let me find the document. My policy number is ALA 201-697-26.
Your company is Bradwood Logistics?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I'm seeing there's two claims here. Let me just verify if there's no more other than that two claims.
Okay, and are those two claims under the same date?
No, I see three different claims. So two claims are closed and one claim is open. The one that's open is the date of July 26, 2024. And the other two dates, it's one of them is May 29, 2024. The other one is November
29, 2023. Okay. So there's three claims.
Yes, two is closed and one is open.
Does it show the loss?
The, what do you mean, the loss of what happened or the
Loss
lost
of
location?
paid out.
I'm sorry, what was that?
How much was paid out for each of the claims?
Oh, I have to click on all of the claims. Let me, for the November 29, 2023, I'm seeing payment of 42 created to vendor.
How
To
much was it?
abbreviation Formas, it was $42 that I'm seeing for this one, the one last year. This is, I'm not seeing an amount for the for May 29th claim.
Okay.
And then for the July 26th, it says document snapsheet invoice 95, but that's all I'm seeing on my end.
Oh, and you said that one's open?
Yes, this one is open.
Is there any way you can have like whoever is working that claim give me a call?
Sure, I can
Just
provide
see.
you with their information also.
Yeah, I called them, but it's ringing like it's going to a it's ringing like it's going to a fax number or something. I'm calling the number that was in the email she provided. Her name is Laura, I think.
Okay, do you know when you call, does it give you a name?
This I called this morning, and no, I mean no, it was ringing like it was going to the fax.
But it didn't provide you with the name? Like the adjuster's name?
No, when I called?
Yes.
No, it's ringing like it's going to a fax machine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not going anywhere other than making this weird fax machine noise.
Yeah, I can advise them, give them information, let them know if they can give you a call, but I can also give you their number if you're wanting
Yeah.
that.
Okay, yeah, that's perfect.
Okay.
Because I'm going to send her an email this morning as well, but I just wanted to make sure that I got a phone call from her because if I'm looking in March, when I'm looking in March, it looks like they've already paid out $25,000.
Oh yeah, I'm not sure. I don't, if it, the adjuster hasn't put it on the notes for the claim, I won't be able to see it, and I won't be able to tell you exactly what's going
Yeah, that's
on.
what I'm saying. So that's why I don't understand why it's showing up in March is $25,000, but that
Okay.
information is not immediately accessible.
Okay. Yeah. If it, so you don't have the exact date of loss of what claim you're looking for?
No, I mean, it sounds like that's the claim, the 726, whichever one is the last one. It happened in
Do you
July. I'm just not looking at
know
the.
the VIN number to the vehicle that of your vehicle that was involved?
Do I know the VIN number?
Yes.
No, I don't.
Okay.
But it, either way, because like I said, I'm only pulling it up through email. I don't have access. I can't log into the account right now. I can only see like from the emails. I'm looking at the emails. Oh well, the VIN number ends in 7837.
Oh yes, this is the VIN number for this vehicle, so
Okay.
Yeah, let me provide you with this claim number and also the adjuster's information. I'll also no notify the adjuster to give you a call.
Okay.
You can let me know when you're ready for the claim number.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, no, I'm ready.
It's gonna be X as in X-ray, C as in Charlie, dash, O as in Oscar, R as in Romeo, C as in Charlie, A as in Apple, dash 24, dash 04475.
04475.
Yes.
Well, that's, I mean, that's the number I called you.
I'm sorry?
That's the number I called and gave you.
I'm not sure why I wasn't, because when I put it in a system, it was the one that was showing up multiple vehicles. Oh, okay, here it goes. Yeah, I'm not sure why it was showing up multiple vehicles at the beginning. Multiple claims, I'm sorry. But yeah, let me, do you, it looks like the adjuster is Laura. Are you aware of that?
Yeah, that's what I said. I have an email address and I called her as well. But when I called
Okay.
her, it goes into the fact. I sent her an email. I just want to make sure I get a follow-up because I don't know how long it takes to close out these claims, but just the nature of the claim, it's concerning.
Okay. If you can just verify you if that you have the correct phone number, then I'll just let her know on my end.
It's whatever's in her email. All I did was
Okay,
click
so
it.
if her I have her phone number if you just want to verify it.
Yeah, 256-600-9390.
Okay, yeah, that's her phone number. All right, I'll just let her know on my end to give you a call back.
Yes, sir. Okay. Yeah, I mean, like I said, I sent her an email too, so hopefully that's enough. But yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All righty. Well, thank you.
No problem. Have a great day.
Yes, sir. All right.